not what's an animal to us, please.
No, no, no. That's mine.
Yes, I know it's yours, but I don't want to hear the sound.
No, it's from Vicky.
No, the fireman only puts his siren on to us when he's rushing to a fire, when it's an emergency. Right, let's get you dressed, love.
I'm putting in the play my fire engine.
You need to play the fire
engine? I'm not playing Nino's on now. It's an emergency putting Nino's on.
It's an emergency putting his Nino's on, that's right.
Yes, I know, Mummy. A doctor.
You're a doctor, are you?
A doctor. Then.
The doctor's running on his smelly feet?
Yeah.
Have you got smelly feet?
Yeah.
All right. It's not very pleasant, is it?
Oh, I need my play my fire engine.
Well, I'm just going to get you...
I'm not a fire engine. Are you Dr. Thomas?
You're Dr. Thomas, are you?
I'm not.
Are you a doctor at the hospital?
Oh, no, just an emergency. My friend, a friend I am.
You're the fireman's friend?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're the doctor, the fireman's friend. Yes. So when there's an emergency and the fire engine goes out, do you go along as well just to see what's happening?
And the fire engine Nino comes on.
There we are.
No emergency's on now.
No emergency's on now, no.
Yeah. Please.
Let's put your trousers on and your slippers. And then I'm going to cut your nails. Are you feeling better today?
Yeah.
You were a bit better yesterday, weren't you, in the afternoon? You going to have some breakfast?
No.
No?
Not to cut my nails in the morning.
Yes, I'm going to cut your nails and have breakfast.
No, not cut my nails now.
Yes, you need your nails cutting, Thomas. They're quite sharp. Well, we did your toenails, didn't we? Now it's your fingernails we need to do.
Play my fire first.
Just a second. Do you know where your slippers are?
No.
I've not seen them actually this morning.
Who did?
Never mind.
I'm in a really nice truck.
What about Purdy?
Purdy's on a railway track.
Purdy's on the railway track, is she? She's just sitting on the carpet.
I'm on the railway track.
She's on the railway track, is she?
This man says, stay away, Purdy. A freak on gonna bite your toe.
Oh, is that what the policeman said to us? Stay away, Purdy, or a train will come and bite your toe.
Purdy cried.
Did she cry? Why did she cry? Because of what the policeman said?
Go away.
She didn't like being told to go away?
No.
Oh, dear. Well, he was only telling her for her own good if she's sitting on the railway track. There's bound to be a train coming, isn't there?
You're going out, Purdy.
Do you think she wants to go out?
Out of the train line station.
The train line station? The railway station?
Yeah.
I can hear Linda and Brian's birds cheeping next door, can you?
I should too.
Yes, and somebody's just shut the door by the sounds of it. It was quite a bang, wasn't there?
Yeah. I think Mummy's doing that.
What? What do you think Mummy's doing?
Patting your tummy.
Patting my tummy?
Yeah.
I'm just sitting cutting your nails, aren't I?
Look, pat, pat.
Oh, you're patting my tummy, right. How many fingers have you got, Thomas?
I don't know. Drink my coffee.
You want to drink your coffee? Well, it's juice, isn't it?
No, it's coffee.
Is it coffee? Yeah. Well, just wait till Mummy's done your nails and then we'll have our breakfast. It's late this morning, isn't it?
Yeah. Or four.
Oh, because with you not being very well, you didn't wake up all that early, did you?
No.
And I thought while you were asleep, it was best to let you sleep. Because sometimes when you're poorly, the best thing you can do is get lots of sleep, and then when you wake up, you feel a lot better. You were very sick on Tuesday night, weren't you?
Yeah.
And then again on Wednesday?
Yes.
What did Grandad say when he came on Wednesday morning?
Thomas, that's really good being sick.
He said, Thomas, it's really good being sick?
Yes.
I don't think he did. He said, what are you doing with your pajamas still on? And we said, because we're not very well, didn't we?
Yeah. And Dad said, oh, Thomas, that's nice. Oh, we should have some Jama Joes.
Oh, is that what Grandma said? She wished she had some Jama Joes?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you weren't very well, were you?
No.
You didn't have any breakfast yesterday?
No.
You were sick, weren't you?
Yeah.
You thought you were better after Tuesday night and you asked for some breakfast. And you had a little sip of water and what happened? You were sick, up to you. You're feeling better now, aren't you? Ben's had it as well, apparently.
Yes.
When we came back from Sonia and Isabel's the other day, we went to see the ducks on the pond. Do you remember when we saw those Canadian geese crossing the road?
Yeah.
And they went to eat all that seed that one of the neighbours had put on the floor for them, on the ground. And we saw Ben and Charlotte then, didn't we? And they seemed perfectly all right. It's apparently the same night that you were poorly. Ben was poorly as well.
And Ben got hiccuping.
Has Ben got hiccuping?
Yeah.
Has he?
I'm sick.
Oh, sick. Yeah, well, that's right. He's had exactly the same bug as you. Charlotte was all right. It was just Ben that was poorly. And Isabel's already had it, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Isabel was poorly the week before.
Yeah.
And Becky and Joe have had it. Oh, dear, dear.
Poorly sick it on daffodils.
Poorly sick on the daffodils, was she? Yeah. Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
I'll get my coffee now.
Just 1 second, we've got 2 more nails to go. We've got this little finger. Who's this, Peter Pointer?
No, Mummy Pill.
This is your index finger. It's a finger you use for pointing at things. You've got 4 fingers and 1 thumb on each hand. Right hand and
the sister.
The right hand and left hand. 2 hands. You've got 2 hands and 2 feet. Hands have fingers and feet have toes. This is the last one now. This is the thumb. This is the thumb you use when you're pretending to be a fireman. Sam, and you're putting your thumb up to say everything's all right. You're tired again now?
Yeah, I want to go to sleep in your tummy.
You want to go to sleep in Mummy's tummy?
In Purdy's
tummy. Right.
I love Purdy's willies.
Purdy hasn't got too many.
Purdy's got some tummy.
She's got a tummy, yes. And she's got a big fluffy tail, hasn't she?
Yeah. And Purdy's ears.
Purdy's ears?
Yeah.
There we are. We'll wipe those now 2 things away in a minute. Right. What fingers have we got? We've got tummy, thumb.
No, I can't get my fire engine.
You've got tummy, thumb.
No, I can get my fire engine.
No, because your fire engine makes too much noise. We don't want noise at breakfast.
Eat that now. Get it now.
What do you say?
Just bleed.
Well, let me just see if I can stop the siren working first. Well, he doesn't really want to listen to the siren.
Alice wants to see a fire siren.
Alice wants to hear the fire siren. Well, Alice is next door, so she's not going to hear it, is she? I think Purdy needs feeding. Is that what Purdy says, meow? So what does Alice say?
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof. I'll just pour my cup of tea because otherwise it'll be too strong. Is your juice nice, Thomas?
No coffee, please.
Oh, Purdy.
You're a person. Purdy.
She's a messing with my feet. She nearly tripped me up then. I was just going to the dishwasher to get a mug. She started brushing across my legs and nearly tripped me up. Silly boss. What would you like to eat this morning?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Well, I think you better have a little bit of something. Would you like a hot cross bun?
No.
Or a cereal bar?
No.
Or a banana?
No.
Or some Rice Krispies?
No.
Or some cornflakes?
No.
When we were upstairs before, when you were in the bath, you said you wanted some cornflakes. Well, I'll give Birdie her breakfast while you have a think about it. If you're not feeling like eating, you don't have to have a lot, because I think you should have a little bit of something. You had something to eat last night, didn't you?
Putting my feet on the table.
Oh, that's not very good manners, is it?
One feet's on the table.
1 foot's on the table.
Where's another one?
Let me have a look. One foot's on the table and the other one is under the table. That's on, that's under. That's up here, that's below. 2 feet on the table. I shall kiss them. I can't see your toes because you've got your socks on, so I can feel them. This little piggy went to market. And this little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee, wee, wee. All the way home.
So we got 5 minutes standing in the row.
Pardon?
You got 5 minutes standing in the row.
Oh, little firemen standing in a row. I can't remember. 4 little firemen standing in a row. Du, du, du,
du, du, du, du. Our 5 minutes stuck.
That's right, it's something about jumped on the engine, gave a little shout. Quick, 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 the fire is out. And each time, one of the firemen, it starts off with five little firemen standing in a row. And then one drops out.
Ah.
5 little firemen standing in a row.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Oh yes, we'll have to, we really
can't. And Jake's on, he got 1 fireman, Jake on the fireman.
Oh, when it's down to 1 fireman, it's just Jake. Well, this is a song from the Tweenies, isn't it? 5 little firemen standing in a row, and it starts off with Bella, Fizz, Max, Milo and Jake.
Yeah.
And then one drops out and we're left with 4 firemen. And another drops out and we're left with 3 firemen. And another drops out, 2 firemen. And in the end there's just 1 fireman. And was that Jake? Mm. Jake was the one that stayed the longest. And they're all standing in a row. And as people drop out, the firemen say, shh, shh. Don't they? And then they jump on the engine, give a little shout. Quick something, the fire is out. I can't remember how it goes now. But yes, it was nice, wasn't it? It's a song about firemen.
Get my fire engine.
Well, I tell you what, let's just get the small fire engine. We were talking last night about how many fire engines you have. You've actually got four fire engines now, haven't you?
I've got lots of fire engines.
You've got the big wooden fire engine that you got at Christmas. You've got the fire engine, the noisy fire engine. You've got this fire engine that you've had a long time.
No, another small fire engine.
And you've got this fire engine, this one that belongs to the Thomas the Tank Engine set.
Look at that,
wow. Right, sweetheart.
No, it was that noise.
What's that noise?
No, it's not. It's a fire engine driving.
It's a fire engine driving?
On his ladder.
It's driving, not driving.
Driving.
No, driving.
No.
He's driving off or he's driven away.
I'll get my baby out of my fire engine.
Well, I think Fan and Sam might like to eat some breakfast.
That's how I got round on his ladder.
Mummy's going to have some cornflakes. Do you think the fireman would like some cornflakes?
No, he's too busy driving.
He's too busy driving, is he?
Yeah. This is getting a fireman, sir. That's naughty. The fireman said to Mummy.
The fireman said it's naughty to Mummy?
Yeah. You cry.
Oh, I would cry if fireman sometime I was naughty, yeah. I don't think I'm naughty.
Find your red, Mummy.
Pardon?
Find your red and yellow and purple.
Black, I think it is. Yes, fire engines are usually red.
Purple and blue. Fire and black and red.
Well, they've got, let's have a look at the fire engine. Oh, this fire engine's got blue wheels, but that's a toy fire engine. This one has... It's red, it's got yellow bells. Beep-bop, beep-bop. Well, they're yellow, but they flash blue, don't they? And the wheels are black, and the bumper's black, and the windows look as if they're blacked out.
Yes, it is. Engine going grey. And ladder's bumping too. If I didn't drop it, let it go bumpy.
Does the ladder bump up and down when the fireman's driving along in the fire engine?
Oh, look! There's no lug recipes.
Well, those are cornflakes. What would the fireman like? Ask the fireman if he would like Rice Krispies, cornflakes or a cereal bowl.
Cereal bowl, please.
Cereal bowl. What would the fireman like? Frosties or Cocoa Pops?
Cocoa Pops. Coca-Cola, please.
No, it's a Coca-Cola, can't he? Can you see it, sweetheart?
No, that fireman.
Oh, well, be it for the fireman, then.
I'm busy driving.
Is he?
Yeah. I drew round cereal bar.
So is he driving around the cereal bar? Well, I'm sure at some point the farmer must stop. Must stop for his breakfast. He's having some cornflakes, is he?
Cocoa.
Cocoa Pops. No, the cereal bar's Cocoa Pops. The cornflakes are in the bowl. I'm glad he's having something to eat. But if he'd like another drink of juice, would he just tell Mummy, please?
Mummy, Mitra.
Dimitra?
No, Mitra.
Oh, I'm not Dimitra, I'm Mummy.
No, you're Mitra.
Dimitra's Dimitra. We saw her on Tuesday, didn't we?
In the sausage roll shop I saw her.
You saw Dimitra in the sausage roll shop? Mm. Oh, I didn't see her there.
Course you do.
No, I saw somebody in the sausage roll shop. We didn't go to the sausage roll shop on Tuesday anyway, Thomas. We went to Sonia's for lunch, didn't we? We went really very well.
Oh, my father's in the booth. Banging the gate away.
You weren't very well, actually, Mum. Demetra came to do the video on Tuesday, weren't you? You were very quiet.
What for?
Because you were poorly. We didn't know until later on Tuesday evening that you had a sickness bug. You weren't very well.
Mr. A crocodile, what are you doing on the crocodile floor?
Is that what you were talking about? You pretended to be a crocodile when Demetra was here, were you?
Yeah.
You were lying down a lot, weren't you? You didn't even manage to do a take, did we, yesterday?
About measures. Mistress on the knees.
You were sitting on Demetra's knees?
Bouncing on Demetra's knees.
Bouncing up and down, were you?
Hmm?
I can't remember that. Listen, we won't be seeing Demetra very much longer, Thomas. She's leaving soon.
Mm.
We'll be able to keep in touch with her, won't we? Mm. Are you sure you don't want some milk on your cornflakes, Thomas?
No!
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Can I take some away? Mummy's house for tea.
He's driven away to Mummy's house for tea?
I'll go back afterwards. I jumped on him again on his fat wheels.
He's got fat wheels, has he, on the fire engine?
I stopped putting ladders down on a pavement road.
He's put his ladders down on the pavement, on the road.
First I go up, and then, no.
Do you remember seeing that post office man, the British Telecom man, going up the ladder?
Yeah.
The other day up the telegraph pole.
Yeah.
He got out of his van, didn't he, and he propped a ladder up on the telegraph pole and he walked as high as the ladder would go, and then when the ladder finished there were some little steps sticking out of the pole like a ladder built onto the pole, and he walked up those, didn't he?
Yeah. On the big steps.
Mm. He was repairing some wires, wasn't he? He was doing some work on the overhead wires.
Yeah. He's close to going to see if it's because that is it. I'm going to win past the gold. Lovely.
What did the policeman find when he went to see the fireman?
That's little big sausages.
He went for some sausages.
In a chip shop.
Oh, I see. He wasn't really going to see the fireman, he was just going to the chip shop, was he, for his lunch? It's complex, not.
Yeah.
Move the bowl a little bit closer to you.
It's rubbish,
Just eat it nicely.
I've just been
collecting
all rubbish.
Oh, I see. You're just been collecting all the rubbish. You're eating all the cornflakes, pretending they're rubbish bags, are you?
I've got...
Is that the noise in the dustbin lorry makes when the bags are going in?
Nothing wrong, just them bugs.
Crushing dustbin bags, yes, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, if they weren't crushed, it would have a job to fit them all in, because you think how many bags people leave outside. And the lorry has quite a lot of bags to pick up before he's emptied. So he has to crush them, doesn't he, to make them smaller so they all fit in. Somebody's banging something now.
Oh, someone's banging a hammer.
I think it might be Uncle Brian doing some jobs.
Outside.
Well, he was putting some trellis on the garden fence the other day, wasn't he?
Squirrel. A four.
A squirrel? Well, we haven't seen a squirrel at Uncle Brian's for quite a long time. There was always a squirrel, wasn't there? That he used to feed. I think the fox might have got the squirrel. Because we don't see him, do we?
No.
Sammy the squirrel.
The gun is in this rubber stepper.
Pardon?
Look in this spin bowl.
I'm looking in the dustbin bowl. Oh, it's full of cornflakes.
Your dustbin bags.
The dustbin bags.
Dustbin man, crush them, make them bigger. Gone as big as this and I.
No, when he crushes them, Thomas, they go smaller, not bigger. Big bags become small. Let me just show you with this box from the cereal bar. Pretend that's a dustbin bag. It goes in the lorry like that. It's quite big, isn't it? Then the machine comes down and crushes it like that. Look, it's small now, isn't it?
It's something out. It's going over here. And squirrel.
That's right, when you squash something, when you press it down, it goes smaller, not bigger.
It's rubbish now!
It's going to rain this afternoon.
Yeah. I want to go out again.
It looks quite nice, doesn't it, at the moment? Well, we can go for a little walk. Do you think you're up to that?
The park.
To the park?
Yeah. Nothing. Thinking parks.
Which park would you like to go to?
The Finger Park.
Which park?
Finland Park.
Finland Park? Where's Finland Park?
Blue sky.
Pardon?
Very up in the sky.
Oh, up in the sky. All right, that's maybe why I don't know about that one. Oh, let's see what the weather does later.
Break it down.
Oh yes, that looks to be squashed. Look, it's rising up again. Can you see? It's moving up on its own, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. The floor.
Things do that sometimes. Enjoying those?
Yeah. That's American is like the mouth.
Pardon?
Lots of rubbish in it.
There is lots of rubbish in the dustbin mouth, yes. Yes, that's what happens though, isn't it? People throw out lots and lots of big bags of rubbish. And then the dustbin lorry comes along and the men throw the bags into the back of the lorry and it's full of dustbin bags. I don't know where the tip is. They must go to the tip. After they've collected all the bags, they go to the tip and tip all the bags out.
My aeroplane lost in a rubbish tip.
An aeroplane?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought they would put an aeroplane in the rubbish tip, no. Unless it was a toy aeroplane and it was broken.
And the rubbish tip.
Mm.
Well, and my father said you didn't put it in the dustbin bag. Mother said the dustbin man tip folded it away.
Oh.
Yeah.
This sounds to me as if it's something you've watched on the Tweenies, because you were talking about Milo throwing something away and Judy looking for it. Was that something you watched on the Tweenies?
No.
Did somebody throw something away by mistake?
No, Judy threw it.
Judy threw something away by mistake? Was it something belonging to Milo?
It's an aeroplane.
It was an aeroplane, Milo's aeroplane. Oh dear, so what happened? Did they have to go to the tip to look for it?
The rubbish tip.
Went to the rubbish tip.
The yellow man folded in the lorry and Milo cried.
Oh, I see. Judy threw the aeroplane away by mistake.
Hmm?
And then Milo saw the man. He must have been dressed in yellow, was he? Perhaps a fluorescent jacket. Threw the bag into the back of the dustbin lorry and Milo cried.
Hmm.
So what happened then? Did they follow the dustbin lorry to the tip?
Yeah.
And did they manage to find it?
No.
Oh dear, dear. Well, I think some things of ours have gone in the dustbin by mistake, because you had a little Lego driver from the train set, didn't you? And that's gone missing.
It's just been mine.
Well, it's been missing a long, long time, Thomas, and I was hoping we'd find it outside. But we haven't done so. I think it must have been thrown away. And you had a beautiful, you know the bowl you're eating your cereal from now?
Mm-hmm.
You had a beautiful little Tally-Tally bowl that I was really fond of. And that disappeared one day. And I've a feeling that must have gone in the dustbin by mistake. When you were a baby, you used to love opening the pedal bin in the end when we had to buy a lock to put on the bin. Because you wouldn't stop opening the bin and putting things in. Can you remember that?
Yeah.
And now you don't touch the dustbin because it's dirty, isn't it?
But not as clean.
Well, it should be clean because I clean it every week. But we put clean liners in, don't we, every time we empty the rubbish? And then once a week it gets a good wash. But when Abigail came to play a few weeks ago, you told Abigail not to touch the dustbin because it was dirty.
I picked Abigail up.
Did you pick Abigail up?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. I put her upstairs at kids' party.
You put her upstairs and kissed Birdie? Oh. I see.
How you cried at Birdie bite her.
Oh, I'm sure Birdie didn't bite at Thomas and we would have heard about it. But if Birdie had bitten her, yes, I think she would have cried.
What? Somebody have cried. It's finding no coffins. Ladders
open the doors. Well, he must not be going to an emergency if he's not using his ladders and his lights aren't flashing. Now, Abigail did cry when she came here, Thomas, but she's only a baby, really, compared to you, isn't she? She's only one. And you remember when you got very tired, you used to cry a lot. Look, there's a letter here that's just come.
It's Mummy's.
No, it's yours. It's a... Eton, Mersey, Stockport.
What's that?
Cheshire.
What for?
It's a City College, Manchester on the top. Shall we open it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Should use the letter knife, really, to open this, the paper knife. Let's see what it says. Ah. Is your parents and toddler group closing or are closed or closing for the Easter holiday period? Are you bored and have nowhere to go with your child or children? If so, City College Manchester Parents and Toddler Crash is now operating for 2 weeks during the Easter holiday period. So why not bring your child along to have a fun time whilst you meet new or old friends? Ah, well, we'll do that. It's the Fieldham Centre. 10 till 12 on a Tuesday and a Thursday. Two Tuesdays and two Thursdays. Right, well, I think we'll put you down for that because do you remember going there in the summer? They opened up Fieldham Park for 5 weeks during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go on the bus, the 17 bus that stops outside on Burnish Lane, goes all the way to Withington Hospital and it passes on Burton Road. Do I mean Burton Road or Barlamore Road? Barlamore Road, I think.
Number 60 bus.
It was number 171 or 172 we got. And when we got there, do you remember they had that lovely crash and you were all given toast and a drink about 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
And they had some nice things outside. They had bicycles and prams and a sandpit. And, it was lovely, wasn't it?
No sandpit.
I think we'll ring Lynn and Sonia and see if they've got one of these leaflets. But even if they haven't, we'll still go, shall we? Because it was good.
Will I have some flavours?
Not for breakfast, love, no.
At dinner time,
perhaps, yes. No, you've just eaten some cornflakes. Would you like this hot cross bun or an apple? Or a banana?
Strawberries?
No, not strawberries.
Branches up in something.
Would you like some raspberries?
A branches stuck up a tree.
If our engine stuck up a tree, you put them on the lid of your juice beaker, haven't you?
Yeah. I think it's an apple tree.
You think it's an apple tree?
It's a ladder.
I see. The cereal bar's the ladder.
I'm up there. I wish the fire engine.
I see. The fire engine's on top of the apple tree. Well, would you like an apple from the apple tree to eat?
No.
What's about a banana?
I could get a banana box.
Would you like a banana?
No.
What's about some raspberries, Thomas? We've got some raspberries.
Put a ladder in the dish. Yeah.
Would you like it?
I butcher man rolling his sausage.
Oh, you're a butcher man rolling his sausage, are you?
Yeah.
You're wrapping the cereal bar up in your bib.
A piece of paper.
Is that what he does when he weighs out the sausages for us? He puts in a piece of paper and wraps them up, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh! Where's the sausage?
There it is. Yeah. Right, if you don't want to eat it, let's put it away, Thomas.
No. Not like that.
No, but it's crumbling up, it's making a mess. And if you're not going to eat it now, it's a waste. You could eat it at another time. Let's get a box to put it in.
No, I'll put in it.
All right, well, you serve Mummy then. Could I have some sausages, please, Butcherman?
I've got them in there.
Have you? Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll call again.
Yeah.
Have you had enough to eat?
Yeah. I just rolled away.
I think I'll just write the dates on the calendar, Thomas, of that toddler group, and then we don't forget. It's
do normally go to sort of a group on a Tuesday morning, don't we? But I would imagine it would be crazy.
I need some more cornflakes.
You like some more cornflakes?
Yep.
Would you like some milk with them?
No.
No, thank you.
No. I'll do it.
All right, you pour them out. Well, just a few because you've eaten quite a lot of it. There we are. How's that? You're a clever boy, aren't you? Serving yourself. Got two fire engines side by side lined up together.
Mm.
Well, that's quite good, Thomas, because as I'm writing this on the calendar, the music lesson, the last music lesson, is Friday the 14th of April, and we don't start again until, let me have a look, 5th of May. So this toddler group is on a Tuesday and Thursday while there's no music lesson. So if there's no music lesson, there's bound not to be a toddler group. And so that would be something to do two mornings a week, wouldn't it? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Do you remember they had that nice Wendy house with the bed in it? The cooker and the table. It was a complete Wendy house, but it was inside the crash. And you walked through the door because you were fascinated with the letterbox. You could post letters. And then you could cook a meal and set the table and wash up and go to bed afterwards. Do you remember? I don't know whether you do remember going, actually.
No.
I think once you get there, you'll remember it. And Rachel and Jonathan used to go with Alison. There was always Ben and Charlotte, Rachel and Jonathan, Isabel, us.
Mummy.
And Mummy, yes, I used to go. I used to enjoy it because I got toast and a drink at 11 o'clock as well. Are you crushing those cornflakes with the fireman?
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't do that, Thomas. You're making a mess. I don't mind you eating them, so I don't want you crushing them. The fireman's moving very quickly, isn't he?
Thomas, I'm crushing our mummy's cornflakes.
No,
stop it!
No, you're making a mess now, Thomas. You're just crushing them.
I'm trying to concentrate.
You're trying to concentrate, are you?
Emergency, buddy, Nino, Nino, flash.
You're going to an emergency, so you're putting your Ninos on.
Nino.
That does look like a proper fire engine, doesn't it? It's only very small, but it's exactly like a real fire engine.
And stop.
Now, what's on fire, Thomas? Why is the fire engine being called out?
Go fire, you're on fire.
I'm on fire?
Yeah. Neither. I moved away.
What's the number of Fireman Sam's fire station? What telephone number do you ring if you want Fireman Sam?
999.
999, that's right. Do you know what 999 looks like when it's written down?
Yeah.
9 9 9 3 9s. Look, can you see on that piece of paper?
I need a little
bit. Alright, you try and draw 999. You copy what Mummy's done.
I need to draw a big snake.
Do you? Well, that's not drawing 999, is it? But you can still draw a snake. That would be nice. In fact, Mummy was sorting out a bag yesterday and I came across a lot of scrap paper, Thomas, so you'll be able to do a lot of drawing and writing,
see,
won't you?
See, sausage.
Sausage begins with S, not C. Look, this is C
and for
a cat. And look, let's draw a pussycat.
C. No sex, that looks like that. No one need a big snake, I need to draw a snake.
S for snake, and that's a snake.
No, I need to do a silly snake.
You want to? You've got the paper and pen in your hand, do it then. Nobody's stopping you, come on. Tom, why are you looking? You don't. Come on, you've got the paper and pen. Draw me a lovely snake, please.
Draw me mischief.
What did he say about mischief?
Go away, mischief.
Go away, mischief. Are you telling me to go away? Mm. Oh, that's not nice.
This snake called
you. Has somebody called you mischief?
Snake.
Has somebody said you're a mischief?
Yeah.
You said you're a mischief.
Purdy did it.
Purdy did?
Yeah.
Oh dear, Purdy would, wouldn't she?
For snake.
That's right, for snake. That's very clever. For snake. And for?
Dog.
K for dog. You silly bitties. K for cat and D for dog.
Oh no, silly woman, I'm a doggy.
No, don't say silly woman, that's not nice. K for cat, D for dog. A for apple, S for snake. S for fireman, S for Sam.
Fireman.
That's a F for fireman, S for Sam. Don't. Just put biro all over your face.
Nine.
You must never use the telephone though, Thomas, unless the house is on fire or something happens. If anybody has a terrible accident, then you can ring. I can hear a telephone ringing now, can you? What's that noise? Can you hear that telephone?
Yeah.
Don't draw on your hands.
I think it's Dr. Harrison's.
You think it's Dr. Harrison's telephone, do you?
Yeah.
Well, it must have a jolly long bell because he's in Didspring, we're in Heaton, Mersey. When we next see him, we'll say, Dr. Harrison, we heard your telephone ringing, so there's nothing matter with our ears. We might have had a tummy bug this week and been sick, but we've got perfect hearing. You didn't have to go and see the doctor, did you? You weren't very well, but you weren't that poorly.
For cat. I put for and super bud.
999 is like 666 upside down, isn't it?
Fireman Sam now.
666, are you?
Fireman Sam.
Right. Could I have a pen?
No, Fireman Sam. Hey, that's mine. lane.
Look, do you remember when we go for a walk down Bernie's Lane? We see
that's crab. Not mine. It's a dirty one. That's mine.
It's a pen, not a pencil. Is the house number 665 or 655?
No, it's a pencil.
No, I'm talking about the gate. That red gate, when we walk down Burnage Lane, has three numbers on it. I can't remember whether it's 665 or 655. Do you remember that gate?
No, I need my pencil.
No, you want. Just draw on there, though.
No. Tell mummy.
Pum?
That's our Luna.
Why is Fern and Sam doing that?
The pins go like that, so I just pressing some buttons.
He's pressing some buttons?
Yes, some buttons. The pins go like that.
What are you drawing now, Thomas?
Nothing. I'm drawing a big funny tree.
A funny tree? Is this an apple tree again?
Yes, it is.
That's a nice big apple tree.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Look, Royal Mail.
Royal Mail, that's right. Yes, the envelope has been franked, hasn't it? It hasn't got a stamp on like we stick a stamp on. It's a City College, Manchester. And it gives the date. And it says 20 pence. No, it doesn't. Sorry, it says 26 pence. I'm reading it upside down.
Pressing buttons and
payment. Right, we'll stick this little leaflet that they sent us on the fridge. And then we must ring and tell them, yes, please, we'd like to come. Put your name down.
Oh, no, my pencil is dropped. Get it back.
What do you say? That's better.
Thank you.
No, no, just don't. Just draw on the envelope, please, Tom.
And button. And hey, your knees and toes.
You're drawing knees and toes, are you?
Knees, toes. Shoulders, knees and toes.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes. You're drawing head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Look.
Oh, that's
the airplane.
Good. And an aeroplane in the sky. That's very good. You're very clever at drawing, Thomas.
Big, 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 big tummy. See you for breakfast.
See for breakfast? No, it's B for breakfast.
Ouch for hot cross bun.
What for hot cross bun?
See a hot cross bun.
No, I think you said it right the first time. What did you say? Why is that on the table, Thomas?
I don't know.
I do, because you've drawn on the cloth.
What's another one?
You're going to write your name on the envelope.
T for Thomas.
T for Thomas.
Thomas has lost a suitcase.
Thomas has lost a suitcase?
Yeah.
Look. To her or me haps.
Hey!
It's spelled.
Yay,
S. Can you spell Thomas? Can you write Thomas? No, not smell it. Just smelling the envelope. Can you spell Thomas? Spell, not smell. No, you're sniffing now. When you smell something, you use your nose, don't you?
Yeah.
You sniff and you can smell. When you hear something, you listen with your ears. When you eat something, you taste with your tongue. And when you see something, you look with your eyes. And when you touch something, you feel
with your fingers.
Squishy tummy pack.
Do you look with your eyes?
Look, tickle, tickle, mash your head up.
Are you drawing mashed potato now? You look with your
mash,
eyes?
Bodger.
Bodger and badger, yes.
Bodger, badger, like mashed potato in his bellies.
Does he? Bodger and badger like mashed potatoes. Badger likes mashed potato in his belly. Is that what you're telling me? It's not nice to say belly. You don't want to say tummy, in his tummy. Bodger and badger.
Bodger and poop poop.
La 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 la. Everybody knows badger likes mashed potato. Don't draw on the cloth, Thomas.
Oh no, that's mine.
So you smell with your nose, you look with your eyes, you listen with your ears, you feel with your fingers, you taste with your tongue. What else do you do? What are you doing? Big sigh. Why are you giving a big sigh? You want to sleep? What's the matter, darling? And just put your head down on Mummy's arm. What's the matter? Tell me what's the matter. What's the matter? Tell me, you look like you're going to cry. What's the matter? Hey, sweetheart. What's the matter? What's the matter? You're not talking. Do you feel poorly again?
No, I'm not.
You're not? What's the matter?
I want to go see something.
You want to go and see something? What do you want to go and see?
Somebody's belly.
Somebody's belly? Don't say belly. It's not nice to tell me. There's nothing matter at all with you. You're just winding me up, aren't you?
Roger and Badger got some bellies.
Roger and Badger got some bellies. Do they say that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that word.
They love Bob. Mashed potato and bellies.
Mashed potato. Well, you got the tune almost right.
My pencil.
Well, it's a biro, it's a pen.
No, it's a tote of me pen.
It's a what, huh?
Tote of me pen.
Can't tell what you're saying.
It's a tote.
A tote?
Yeah.
What's the tote?
You don't have no nose.
Oh, look who's coming on the fence now.
Felix.
It's Felix.
I Felix wants to do a got in my house.
He wants to come in your house, does he?
Yeah.
Well, he's always coming in at the moment, isn't he? After Purdy's food. Cheeky Felix. Oh, look. Well, that's a little bit of food that's been left outside. It's been out all night there.
Yeah.
He's come to see it, hasn't he?
What for?
Perhaps he's hungry. He's a big hungry boy, Felix. He's always after extra food. That little doggy over the road, they've called it Oliver, haven't they? Because he's always wanting more. And she said if he could talk, he'd be like Oliver Twist saying, please, sir, can I have some more? And he's just having a little sit down, isn't he, on the patio?
What for?
Perhaps he just wants to sit quietly and have a look round, see what's happening in the garden.
Big man says, Felix, you're naughty.
And Big man says, Felix, you're naughty.
Felix's ears are like a peach.
Felix's ears are like a peach?
Yeah. Where are you going, Mummy?